a mutiny here in the Marvelous studio of the Marvelous Ones.
Retribution. We're getting the harpoons out for Phil.
Yeah, they're going to throw me a beating because I didn't record the beginning of the show.
I prefer the pikes,
if
you know how those work.
We were 10 minutes into it.
Yeah, we were almost done.
We were talking about wiping a robot's brain, and when he looks over and sees that our memory card is not
speaking of no brains, mine's been wiped. Let's do the spoiler alerts real quick.
Spoiler alerts.
Deadpool, Xfinity Wars, Solo.
This is Solo.
If you don't want to know anything special about any of those movies, turn it off now.
Or just listen to us, because we get a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah. Or if you don't want to listen to us, put it on mute, but let it play.
Yes, that is much better than
that
turning us off.
No sense.
Well, yeah, it gives us lessons.
All.
Right? That gives us lessons.
I'm not with these guys. I'm Solo.
You are Solo.
Foreshadowing of future commentary.
Just like the box office.
Oh, you must have been the only person there. Here, I feel bad.
I believe both of you watched it.
I did. I was definitely the only person under 70 in the theater.
As Donald Trump might say, it'll go huge in China.
I don't think so.
Actually, I'm looking at the stuff here. It's going worse in China than it is here.
I know. I'm just saying it.
Oh.
Huge?
I just want to say huge in China.
China?
Hey, moving right along.
Wow. I didn't know we were going that way. So
that's what how he says it.
Yeah, that's Warren's fault. I know. I'm not happy with Solo.
Well, okay. Well, the redo.
No, we don't have
the redo. I mean, the positive sides before you start hammering.
Positive. Go ahead, positives.
I was saying that in this one, they couldn't rely on all the flash in terms of lightsabers, and it's not about the Kenobis and the Skywalkers. It had to be solid storyline. You'd have the blasters.
Which they didn't have.
It did have. And so that made it a little more authentic. They had to rely more on the stories.
Is wrong.
I hear voices. Voices again. But that's why I enjoyed it. It was in the cinematic sense. It was more story driven opposed to character driven.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, here we go.
I will not disagree with him.
No, that's a valid point.
It's supposed to be a story driven. Actually, I was looking forward to this because there was no Skywalkers. There was no Force.
I am anti-Skywalker, just
but
so you know.
What the hell happened there?
I was very disappointed in the story.
They may not have achieved a good story, but it achieved it for me. Because I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like they did us dirty in a couple spots.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right? That chick's hot. Kira or whatever.
Khaleesi.
Kia.
Kia. I think it was Kia in the movie.
I thought it was Kia.
Kira.
Kira.
I just call Khaleesi, make it easy.
Yeah, Khaleesi's hot, right? No doubt about it.
She was branded.
Yeah, she was branded. Wow.
We still took it there.
There's no way to avoid that.
The second time.
We even tried to clean it up. But listen, I knew I was in trouble when I saw the subtitles under Han and Chewie talking in the dungeon where Chewie was supposed to kill him.
Don't you love subtitles? I'm not going there with this, but like if Morgan Freeman narrated what they're saying, would you enjoy it more?
Well, obviously.
That's my trump card.
Obviously. Although he's not having a good time.
That's why I'm saying I go in there with that.
Yeah, but you know, you're right. Like,
as Chewie throws Han across the pen.
Yeah.
A mighty roar came from his chest.
I don't know. I just didn't. It came off as a little cheesy to me.
No.
It did.
I enjoyed it.
And then, but, you know, like, I was okay with that, but I don't... Han Solo is supposed to be cool.
He's young, though. He's like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
Han
but
Solo.
He wasn't even... Like, when you watch Star Wars A New Hope, you're going, this guy was even cool when he was a kid. He was that guy. He's that American graffiti guy with the cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve talking about, hey, I'll take you for a run, you know, blah, 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 blah. He's a cool guy. But Harrison Ford was the king of cool at that time.
But we do know...
This guy's a dweeb.
We do know for a fact now that Han shot first.
He always shot first. We always knew that.
A lot of people argued
that. That was, I mean, there are nice little homages here and there, little touches. It wasn't overdone, whether you heard that Star Wars theme come in, just, you know, like 2 points throughout the entire movie.
And I'd get excited, but then I'd see how they destroyed...
Destroyed?
They destroyed the legend of the 12 parsec run. I mean,
just because he rounded up or something like
that? No, because it wasn't about him being a pilot. He didn't get the record because he was a great pilot. He got the record because they dropped a little of the go-go juice in, and the computer navigated him through.
Hey, it got done, man. Get her done.
It's not about him being a pilot.
Well, he someone had to pilot it.
No, actually, nobody did. The computer did.
At the very end, he turned the thing sideways.
The hateful robot.
The what robot?
Hateful robot.
You call her hateful?
LR5 or whatever.
Oh, Lando is going to get busy with her.
I don't think so.
How does that even work?
He's just quoting
from the movie.
Mm-hmm. they ruined his thing, that thing.
All right, I'm going to try to stay positive.
Stay positive.
No, stay positive. I'll bring up other topics.
Okay.
Like, how about they didn't do the regular scroll in this one, I noticed that.
They didn't do that for Rogue One either.
They didn't? No. I can't remember.
No.
Okay, so...
They just did a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
So they're establishing that on these side films,
Okay, let me ask you a question. Warren and I kind of talked while we were eating dinner before.
And we never came to an agreement.
Well, and we never came to an agreement because Warren's wrong. But we're going to let him go. In your mind, after watching the movie, where does it fall in the Star Wars timeline?
I was trying to figure out, were Luke and Leia teens or right? But I mean, it's after, or it's, all right, it's after, obviously, episode 3 in between 4, right?
Yes.
It's before 4, obviously.
And I'll tell you why, because I found out why, but yes.
It's before 4, obviously.
It has to be before 4.
It has to be before 4, yes.
And it's after 3.
It can't be after 3.
It's after 3, shush.
Well, it has to be after 3 because Leia and Luke were just born.
Right.
And he's only, what, 10, 12 years older than them, supposed to be?
Yeah, supposed to be.
And
who was at the end of the movie, though?
Who was at the end of the movie?
Darth Maul.
But yeah, well,
should he be dead?
No, they brought him back. I'm not there, but in the comic books or other things, there is canon where he does come back.
Yeah, he survived being sliced in half.
Yeah, he's got like the spider bottom now.
Okay.
Because I Googled that.
Are we good?
No.
No, not yet. Okay.
Because, and this is why we're not good.
Okay.
And you guys will know this because you've heard it before. Disney has said that there is no canon other than their canon. All the books, all the stories, all the cartoons.
Mm-hmm. So we still don't know that Darth Maul's dead.
Incorrect. They're the, I think it's the animated 3D.
Clone War movies.
Only one of them, the one that Disney made, is okay.
No, the series.
The series.
The series is canon.
Yeah.
Anyways. One of them.
But not one episode, but the entire series.
No, I'm saying they've done several... Lucasfilms did a couple cartoons before the Disney one.
Well, obviously, the Wookiee Christmas wasn't anybody.
I'll give you that one.
But I felt like we were setting ourselves up for that. I thought Chewie was the last of his kind, and then we saw other ones.
No. They keep getting enslaved. And plus, we obviously saw them fighting in the last, what was that, the 3 or 2?
Yeah, but that was before Chewie became the last of his kind or whatever.
He is not the last of his kind.
There's much Wookiee out there, my friend.
There's a lot of Wookiee out there.
Yeah.
Wookiee Nookie?
Wookiee Nookie.
Hey, there's Wookiee Nookie out there.
Another thing. He didn't wear underpants. But okay, we'll just move on from that.
Well, and what was up with him and Han taking a shower together?
Well, he's a creature of nature. It's no big deal. He's already in the buff all the time anyway. So it's what's the big deal?
That's kind of weird.
But that was just kind of an awkward moment.
Yeah, and I don't think you needed it.
I didn't even think about it, but for some reason it sticks out in your mind. Bill, did we have a shower incident at some point?
I think he was excited about it.
You know, well,
he started sweating his forehead. He's starting getting these little beads of sweat.
I think we are into the deep Wookiee Nookie mode.
You brought up Wookiee Nookie. I brought up that.
I think he enjoyed thinking about it.
Yeah, I just.
Where did we go?
Wow, I can't believe we went there.
Okay, I'll shift.
You there. We just,
I'll shift gears hard.
Shift
one
gears.
One cool thing, just on Echo on a big picture scale, kind of neat that Ron Howard now directs a Lucasfilm where he started with American Graffiti, Lucas's first film. I don't know if you caught that on a big, more cinematic scale.
I did not catch that.
Yeah, he was in American Graffiti,
right? Right.
And the whole reason for Star Wars coming out was because you get stupid nerd trivia.
Yeah.
The studios only backed him because of American Graffiti. Star Wars was supposed to tank hard. Right?
Right.
So it's just kind of neat. And
no one wanted to do it.
And I mean, I'll slightly go negative a little bit here where you guys are pointing out where maybe it tanked. I think one of the reasons also it because of the big director change and
they had a lot of problems.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
negative buzz. Negative buzz started early.
Is I went in there not expecting a lot.
And you still were disappointed.
And I got exactly what I expected.
Ah, my bar was low, but I was happy.
My bar was low, but apparently it wasn't low enough.
I'll be honest. I didn't have a bar. I wasn't sure what
you should have went to one beforehand.
Yeah.
You're very negative. You should probably hit the liquor now.
I got to admit, I had zero expectations if it was going to be a great movie or a bad movie. I had zero expectations, and I was just not happy with it.
Man,
I do agree with you there, Fernando Panther, that I think that's the big cause of it. You had the two directors fired.
Right.
And they were fired, and no one has really come out and said exactly other than creative
I think the other inside was that they made the movie a little too comedic.
Well, one of the problems I had, is they kept trying to be funny, and it wasn't.
Like when?
It was very awkward. You know, Han Solo, Harrison Ford, right? We're going to go Harrison Ford, the actor. You heard of this guy,
yes.
Right? He might be Indiana Jones, had a sidekick, Short Round, who's one of the greatest sidekicks of all time.
It's the only Asian you know, but go ahead.
The only Asian character I know besides Jet Li and Jackie Chan-Roy?
Chan.
Whatever. But
exactly.
Harrison Ford, when he did Luke, when he did Han, it was smart.
Warren, we've got a theme going on our tripod trifecta person.
What he's
over
trying
here.
To say is that even when he wasn't, even when there wasn't an explicit joke, Harrison Ford brought a levity to the story.
But his facial expression, Han Solo was funny because he made
the
facial
smirks.
The smirks. The
got it.
The cocky swagger.
But he's still a kid. He doesn't know how to make smirks
but,
yet.
But you get that at a young age.
Yes. But he didn't. This didn't. This guy wasn't believable as a guy who would age into that guy. Lando Calrissian was definitely believable.
Who's that? Lando who? Lando who? Was that?
Calrissian.
Did he fight in Xfinity Wars?
He did.
Kerosene.
Danny Glover.
Don't like that on fire. That's
Donnie funny. Glover. Donald. Danny Glover is an old guy.
Oh, yeah. Donald Glover did a great job.
Great job.
Yeah. It's hard to argue against.
I didn't mind Woody from Cheers.
He's okay.
No, Beckett. I think he did an okay job.
I mean, as great as Zombie.
Khaleesi.
Who does it?
I like Khaleesi.
You know, I was kind of hoping she'd tell us the dirty things she had to do to get rescued. I don't know about you, but I was totally in on that.
You turn into that 12, 10-year-old kid wondering what happened to Slave Leia during those early Jabba moments to get into the bikini, the metal bikini.
And I think Vision did a good job as a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believable. I think the new Chewbacca...
He did a bad job as a fighter, but he did a good job as a villain.
The Chewbacca, you know, I wanted to see Maz... do you remember Maz?
Yeah.
I wanted to see Maz, but we didn't see Maz.
I guess she does go back, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, I thought she'd be in that.
I
like the reference to Bosk. I don't know if you caught that.
No, I didn't catch Bosk.
Yeah,
Bosk. He's my favorite, like, action figure.
Yeah. When Vision was saying something about could have gave the job to Bosk and his.
I
was like, Bosk reference.
I remember reference to like the bounty hunters, but I don't remember Bosk. Okay,
yeah, but he did give a shout out to Bosk, which was almost everybody's one of their favorite.
Well, I like him as a favorite just because way back in the day, the action figures, if you had like five proofs of coupon things,
you get a free Bosk.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. So, you know, I kind of was expecting maybe a Boba Fett
reference or showing up.
Or a you know.
Well, here's the thing.
A Greedo?
Do you see a Solo 2?
Unfortunately, I do, and I'm not happy about that.
And because there's a bounty, there's going to be a Boba.
Well, there's going to be a number 2 because why else would you have that whole scene with Darth Maul? We'll be working together soon.
It could be just a quick flash. I mean,
see Darth Maul with Akira.
Yeah, she's not in any... She's not a standard character.
Right, because he's gone before Phantom Menace. Or at least off the grid. I don't want to say...
Enough
off the grid.
Who knows? They could do something fun where Boba Fett
takes
him out.
Here's a big plot hook. Why does Darth Maul from the Empire need bootlegged rocket fuel?
He's starting a new band.
Right? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Fernando's dying here, Warren. We're going to have to carry that one out. But why does he need it? What's going on there?
That was a good question. I had at the end of the movie as well. I didn't realize it was Darth Maul, so I assumed it was just another bandit character. But when you pointed out it was Darth Maul, I said,
"Well,
please don't use bandit, because then I go into Smokey and the Bandit, and that's the greatest movie of all time."
Another villain. Crook.
Okay, that's fine. Outlaw, whatever.
Yeah, just a member of Darth Maul's species who happens to be a crook. But when you pointed out that it was Darth Maul,
yeah, and he had the lightsaber.
It could be the seed for Solo 2.
I think that's what it is, and that kind of bumps me out.
Again, it goes back to the bad writing. Why would Darth Maul need that? Because he can get the legitimate stuff.
Well, it'll be explained later. Maybe he's a kind of rebel renegade on the Sith side himself. Who knows? Who knows? They're writing it as we speak. And it'll make you happy.
I doubt it. Oh, there is going to be a Solo 2, according to the UK.
The who?
The Express from the UK, the UK, says there is going to be...
I got that.
There is going to be a Solo 2 and a Solo 3.
What?
Oh.
That's too many, I think.
Boo.
I liked it.
And this guy just can't be... He just can't be Solo.
I think they could have got somebody better, but I think he did okay. I think
we got a needle move.
I think if they had a better storyline and a little more levity
for him...
I think it would have come off okay.
Did you like him as Han Solo?
I liked others better in their roles. I think he was adequate.
Right. And when you're the star of the movie, right, it wasn't Lando, a Star Wars story, which I'd have been like, wow, okay, that loser plays Han.
It wasn't enough to take me out of it and not him.
It was for me.
I mean, okay, so we have difference of opinion.
Now, I have seen a bunch of things on the inner tubes. A lot of people are claiming that the reason this movie's doing so poorly was because of Star Wars fatigue.
I think it's a combination of that and the buzz started badly.
Bull.
No, that's what I think.
America is not going to have Star... We've had how many Marvel movies in the last 6 months?
You know, it's not Star Wars fatigue. It's bad Star Wars movies fatigue.
Yeah.
Right? Perhaps. Nobody was fatigued at the end of 6. Right? The New Hope, Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Jedi, you know, A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. Thank you. I was like, The Empire, Jedi, whatever. Nobody was fatigued.
The New Hope Strikes Back.
Nobody was fatigued. Then you had A New Hope. I mean, no, you had the first, what was the first one? Damn it. Don't do that
someone
to me.
Someone needs a timeout.
The Phantom garbage dumpster. Right, with that annoying kid.
Jar Jar 1.
Right, Star Wars has a big problem. I'm glad you brought this up. Star Wars has a big problem.
No,
the last 6 movies, the main character is unlikable to the fans.
But then, what? There's so many factors.
And they haven't had anybody that played Anakin Skywalker that, if they were on fire, I would pee on to put out. Including the little kid.
Well, no.
I cheered for the Skywalker legacy to be dead.
I disagree with you. Uh-oh. In the last two, they've had...
The girl?
No, I'm not counting. I'll get to it. In the last two, they've had two characters that I thought have been outstanding, portrayed really well, but underutilized. Poe.
Ew.
No, he has been a great...
I don't like Poe. I like Rey.
I don't like Rey. I don't like either of them.
I don't like Rey either. And I'm trying to think.
Oh, a Rey, a female.
I'm trying to think of the black guy.
Finn.
I don't like
Finn either.
I'm trying to think of a black guy.
Martin Luther King.
Finn's character has got a lot of promise because he's, you know, he's a runaway from the Empire. Wait a minute, I missed something. These guys are laughing at me.
Woo! Send your hate mail to Warren@ntnradio.com.
Anyway, he's the best character. He's the best character in of the last two movies.
Yeah, and I don't think that's saying much.
I like Rey.
Only because she's cute.
No, I like the character. I like the way she developed. without promoting too much.
Okay. It's okay. I mean, it's nothing special. I think they could get a lot.
But I don't think she's like that. You know, our problem is we're old.
Well, here's another
My
problem.
My problem is I'm old.
Here's another problem. Maybe it adds to that entire equation of being old. When we saw it, Star Wars was just so shoulders, heads above anything that ever been put out.
Yeah.
And we're expecting that experience every time we watch Star Wars.
Here's the reason.
We also saw
I'm a big what you said a few moments ago. And this is, I personally think this is a true plan that Lucasfilms had. So the first one came out, they didn't know it was going to be great. They made the next two. They went back and got, you know, several years later, they started to go out with
20.
Several years later, I'm not going to admit how old I am. Several years later, they come out with the next one. Now, if you look back, the first movie sold a lot of toys. The second movie sold even more toys. They wanted to hook in a bunch of new, young crowd into the Star Wars. So that's why they started off with a young Anakin and a Jar Jar Binks, so they could sell toys.
Yeah, but they did that with this, with Revenge of the Ewoks. Revenge of the Ewoks. Well, but seriously, Ewoks were added to sell toys.
I think they're added just to bring in this. Well,
to bring in indirectly, kids, to bring in kids,
and then the toys,
and then sell toys. Yeah.
And now with this
Ewok
series,
Village, Ewok all the Christmas. Different Ewok. Like I actually had like a whole bunch of Ewoks, and it was like I don't remember seeing any of them in the movie.
Did you shower with them?
A couple times.
They're dirty
and
little animals.
And they've done the same thing with this iteration of the three.
What? There were no Ewoks in this.
Not Ewoks, but he had other lovable characters.
Like?
Pogues.
Well, I thought you were talking about Solo. Okay.
I thought we were talking Solo.
No, I was going back to what you were saying about
Pogues
how the
are delicious.
They could be.
I think so.
Still wanted to
little web feet soup.
But I do think it's a lack of story is why Solo's
didn't
do
so well. Lots of story. I'm going to go Solo and say I enjoyed it more than I did Rogue One and maybe even Force Awakens.
I like Rogue One a lot more than I like
So did I. And I was not the world. Like, I was very disappointed by episodes 1, 2, and 3. I don't think you
I like 3.
Done.
I like, well,
three
just because Yoda versus the Emperor was
Yeah, that
made
was
it for
good.
Me. Yoda, just seeing them fight
Yeah,
was awesome.
But the whole rest of it was
Count
just...
Count Dooku.
He was already dead in 2, and already died at the very beginning of episode 3.
Doesn't matter, he didn't die soon enough. like their whole franchise, he died at the end of 3. And then they came back. Rogue One wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't like...
It was okay.
It was okay.
What made it was Darth Vader Unleashed.
Yes.
That's what made it. Even though then that, for me personally, came into question, how did he go from that dynamic badass into fighting like, Obi Kenobi with like...
We didn't
power.
Even really have a villain in this movie.
Well, that's part of the charm. See, I can spin it. That's part of the charm of the storyline. It didn't have to necessarily have it. It ended up being Vision-ish, but it was a development.
But he really
of
wasn't a villain.
He couldn't kill a 98-pound girl.
He tried.
She's Khaleesi. I've seen her take out a lot better dudes than him.
Yeah, she's been training with dragons for like 12
right?
years.
She's mother of dragons.
Yeah, you light her on fire and stuff.
Right, she's like pretty hard to kill.
Yeah, Vision, he could like walk through shit. Stuff, sorry.
Beep. Beep. Eagle Watcher, beep. I hate you.
But you know that Phil and I are right when on Memorial Weekend, this barely beats out Deadpool.
It did what now?
Barely
Solo,
beat
Solo.
Outside of the barely, what did it do?
Beat Deadpool. Oh.
So I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to go back. I think the reason, I think they stuck with the first... I think Rod Howard did a great job with what he had to work with within the restrictions that he had.
Warren likes Opie.
I think he did a good job. I've enjoyed lots of his movies.
He's like a hero to them.
Even the levity was just missing.
You're right. There was no snarkiness. There was no comedy from Han. Right? There was no part. Han never cracked jokes where it was like, I'm going to say a funny joke and you're going to laugh. Han did subtle things.
I get it. Like I
would have liked to see why he got kicked out of pilot school.
Although 3 years, that 3 year guy,
that snarkiness would have been great,
right? In there. But yeah, to have snarkiness, you have to have somebody that can pull it off, and this dweeb can't. That's the biggest. The biggest problem with I don't know if he can or can't
because
the storyline would have been better if he wasn't such a loser.
He's just like Jessica Rabbit. He's a pride
Nobody's
of his writing.
Like Jessica Rabbit.
He's now a pride I can't of his think writing. Anymore. No more blood to the brain.
Yeah, don't talk about Jessica Rabbit.
I can tell her, we'll tell you where it went, but it ain't
yeah,
in my brain.
Yeah, woo!
Jessica Rabbit. Thump, thump, thump.
Jessica Rabbit and Khaleesi in the same show? Woo!
Phil, you're taking us different places here.
He's just not, it's just not a good Han Solo.
I can, and when you're the star, I can see a Lando movie now with Danny Glover.
I would love Danny to see Danny Glover.
I can see a Lando movie.
He's getting
movie.
Too old for this kind of job. <What?
laughs> Lando and the Retirement Park. I would go see a Lando movie with
Lando,
him.
Lando and Riggs.
Yeah.
Lando and Riggs. Oh, Lando's can't
Lethal
jump.
Lethal Weapon.
We'll do a prequel to the Solo movie where it's Lando and Woody Harrelson. We'll call it Lando Can't Jump.
With the original Black Panther.
Yeah.
The other,
Malcolm X?
The other, I don't know. The other black actor that Phil knows.
Would you go see a Lando movie
with the performance that Glover put out and the storyline, fantastic storyline of Solo? Yes, I would. Oh, I slipped
what
it
fantastic
in.
Story.
Yeah, I slipped
I
it in.
I will give him minor credits because the writing for Lando was so much better than the writing for Han.
But see, that's where you're wrong.
Opinions can be wrong.
The same person wrote both. It's not the writer in this aspect.
We don't know if they were.
It's not the writer, it's the actor.
A lot of guys got fired.
Danny Glover.
Fired.
With an A-H, not I.
That's like tired, but with an
F. Hard.
Tired. Lando.
Glover nailed it.
Right, because he's a better actor than what's his name? I don't even know his name. What's the name of the dweeb that played Han Solo?
Jeff.
Jeff.
Goldblum?
No, that's a fly. And also, he stripped Thor of his stuff.
Alden.
The god of
no, you're going to make fun of his name. That's
Alden,
not fair.
Alden Ehrich. Ehrich. That is not. Harrison
Ford. Well, okay, how about this hypothetical? In Solo 2 and or 3,
he dies.
If they transform him into that cool, snarky, more of a badass guy, because now he's been tainted. He's been.
I'm retarded. I am full boat.
I'm not going to argue that point.
Right? I will go see Solo 2 no matter how bad I thought Solo 1 was.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because I am a Star Wars fan. And I will suffer through the crap of the Solo movies just like I did episodes 1, 2, and 3. Because I am retarded.
America.
We are not Star Wars fatigued.
I am not a quitter. We're not, as a people, we're not Star Wars fatigued.
Mm.
Right? When you can walk down the street and go, ba, 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 and everybody will join in with you.
Not everyone.
Most people.
I would pay to stand on a street corner and watch you do that to see how many people will jump in until the cops show up. Then I'm gonna walk away.
Well, then I might call the cops.
Well, I want the money cash so I can at least bail myself out.
Well, just to finish up Glover though. Just the nuances.
We can pause this.
The nuances of his speech and kind of the style, and you could see him.
He looked like a young Lando. He did.
He portrayed a young Lando.
Han doesn't look like a young Han.
I'm telling you, something in Han 2 goes, boom. He's jaded. Super jaded from the gals and Lando crossing him. Maybe he gets down and dirty now.
I'm
trying to find something.
I don't think he has it in him as an actor.
Wow. You don't know that? Maybe that's the direction they gave him, you know?
Ron Howard's not that big of an idiot. Right? Now you're trying to tell me that Ron Howard isn't a good director.
I didn't say that.
I can't say that.
I like Opie.
Right. So... Well, Ron Howard got stuck with an actor that could have pulled the job off. And sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Right? By far, the weakest character in your movie shouldn't be the main character.
You mean like Black Panther?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like how I shifted
that,
right?
Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah, because it's true.
We all know the best character in that was some Martin. Guy that was like hiding and protecting women in the bar scene.
Well, how am I going to argue that?
I actually watched Black Panther with my niece and nephew this weekend.
I know that guy.
And I was like, there he is, 10. We counted 10.
It was a solid 10 seconds.
It was a solid 10 seconds.
Solid 10.
Solid.
And by the way,
that's why I say you need to go apply for Wonder Woman.
I got a bad vibe. I got a bad feeling about that one. I don't think I'll get screened. I just feel it. I felt Black Panther. I didn't feel this one.
Just that. Even if you're on there for a few seconds, then you can be a cross-universe.
It's a long day, man.
It's a cross-universe. But you don't have to travel to go to work. It's going to be right here in town.
It is my backyard. I live in Alexandria.
It's right in the backyard.
I don't know. Gal Gadot is really pretty.
Yes.
I have a crush on her.
Yes. What happens if something happens and she falls into your lap by accident?
It wouldn't be by accident.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, it would be out.
Well, then in some countries, you'd be considered married.
You could use that.
That's a bonus.
They're looking for security people right now, just so you know.
I could be security.
I'm just saying.
Security? Wait. It's people who am I protecting?
I don't know. But you have to have firearms background.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, sure. But she can block all the bullets. That's the tough part.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
No, we've talked all about...
I beat things with shovels. That's how I do things. That's
we've talked all about Star Wars, but the one thing we've left out, we really haven't hit on much...
What?
...was L3...
LR5. Oh,
she's got a lot of buzz, the character.
Of course she does, because she's like a social justice warrior.
Is she?
In a time of political infusion into our movies.
I just couldn't get past the weirdness of... it's not interspecies. It's what is that, with robotics and humans, her trying to hook up with Lando. That was kind of...
I don't think trying.
What?
I don't think they did.
They alluded to the fact that they did.
No, they alluded to Lando.
I'm going to say this. I think Lando has bopped Khaleesi. By the way she talked and the way they talked, I think they bopped.
Ooh, interracial. That's pretty risque.
No, it's less risque than human robot.
Well, look, I'm talking to the guy who wants to shower the Wookiee, but...
Oh, dagger. So true, though.
Can't let it go. Because you gave me a visual that I can't let go of for a while.
I'm sorry.
He's all muddy.
You can just imagine him feeling in there with a big comb combing him out.
That's not a comb.
You guys are dirty. You know what? Maybe we do need to punch out on this show. But what do you want to say about LR5?
L3.
Whatever.
No, I'm just saying, we talked about it. I thought... In the comedy realm, she had some of the better lines, too. Between her and Lando, all the comedy was between those two.
Okay, there you go. There's your comedy.
It just wasn't where it needed to be.
I enjoyed the first characters who died out early. The 10-armed dude.
Yeah, I liked him.
And then the Woody's girlfriend, who's like, oh, okay, well, you're gone now. I was expecting her to do the suicide thing for the mission.
Yeah, well, she probably seen how Woody's girlfriends do in other movies that he's been in.
What other
movies?
They
all leave him. White Men Can't Jump.
Didn't leave. She was on Jeopardy.
Rosie Perez left them.
Did she leave?
She left them.
That was like what 1890.
Yeah, but that was before. That was before his current one was even born.
He was he's been
Zombieland. Nobody survived with him in Zombieland.
Well, you know, good for Woody, man. He's got his finger whatever into the sci-fi world with whatever that Mockingbird on Fire Jay people. The white
Hunger Games.
Yeah,
which had nothing to do with food.
I have huge problems with that, but yeah, now he's put himself in there, and now he's part of Star Wars, and I did enjoy all we mentioned him already.
He's one and done with Star Wars, though.
Okay, but now my point.
But
is,
that was a good one and done.
You established Han, man, as the first shooter.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but I thought he was a good character. I don't like the fact that the Empire gave Solo his last name.
I'm not thrilled about that. Yeah. But it's not, again, wasn't enough to take me out of it. I'm trying to say with Woody is that I enjoyed how they're doing cross franchises with Game of Thrones and Avengers. They're all in there. Mickey had his hand all over that thing. The mouse. He gave me a look. I don't know what you're thinking when I said that, but
I just want to do this. I don't even know what that was all about. I was like, oh, okay, Mickey had his hand all in that. You're like, the mouse.
Disney?
He had his hand on his mouth?
No, the Avengers is also owned by Star Wars.
I know.
He's trying to ignore you, but you're not letting
I defy you.
You solo. You solo all by yourself on this.
That's right.
Movie.
I am solo.
You solo.
I'm proud solo. I wear the yellow shirt like Deadpool. Because I couldn't talk about it last week.
You got any? You want us to pause? We could do something quick. Do you got something? No, we'll save Deadpool
save
for next
it.
Week.
All right, are we going to do the thing that Warren's? Silly...
No, we're going to talk Deadpool because you'll be here next week.
Yeah, but are we going to do his thing though? His top five minus five psychics. Are we going to do
eventually?
That?
We can do our top five psychics. I'm fine with that.
Worst five psychics. Sidekicks.
Yeah, that's what I said. Psychics. Got it.
Sidekicks. Right. Not like future tellers.
Right. Got it. Future tellers. Like Penn and Teller.
Solo's awesome.
No, it wasn't. If you think I'm wrong, go see it.